is where it ends.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Spirit Airlines is trying to reassure its customers and employees that it's business as usual at the low-cost carrier, reservations and flights not affected as the company files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. President Biden authorizing Ukraine to use long-range U.S. missiles to strike inside Russia, something the White House had prohibited until now. White House Principal Deputy National Security Advisor Jonathan Finer.
This has been consistent with our approach to the entire conflict. If there are circumstances that evolve and change, we will evolve and change to meet them and to allow the Ukrainians to continue to defend their territory and their sovereignty.
President Biden attending the G20 summit in Brazil, his last as U.S. president. President-elect Donald Trump nominating Brandon Carr as the next FCC commissioner. He is a Republican who has been skeptical of big tech, accusing it of censoring some viewpoints. E. coli outbreak linked to whole and baby carrots sold at places like Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, and Wegmans. This is ABC News. Tens of millions of people in India are dealing with a very dirty air situation. Pollution levels in the capital of New Delhi so bad today, some schools and businesses have been closed. Non-essential trucks are being stopped. Pollution levels in some areas being measured at 50 times the recommended levels from the World Health Organization. More pro athletes are saying their homes have been hit by robbers.
Milwaukee Bucks star Bobby Portis says he's now offering $40,000 for any information leading to the return of his property. He says the men broke in while he was at a game. Police telling our Milwaukee station that crime shares similarities to recent burglaries at the home of Minnesota Timberwolves player Mike Conley and Kansas City Chiefs stars Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley, the FBI is now helping with that investigation. The last unbeaten team in the NFL beaten the Buffalo Bills, topping the Chiefs 30-21. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. November 21st at 8 a.m. and November 22nd at 6 p.m., the Butternut American Legion and Auxiliary, Post 272, are hosting a bake sale at the Butternut Cafe. They invite you to stop on by to pick out awesome baked goods to kick off deer hunting. Once again, this is November 21st at 8 a.m. and November 22nd at 6 p.m. to stop by the Butternut Cafe and support the Butternut American Legion and Auxiliary, Post 272. The employment outlook in the state continues to be strong. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
For the sixth month in a row, Wisconsin has set a new record for employment, with just over 3 million people employed in October 2024. The state's unemployment rate held steady at 2.9%, lower than the national rate of 4.1%. Governor Tony Evers says in a statement that the success is due to ongoing efforts to support high-demand industries and expand apprenticeship opportunities.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Emily Davis, age 94, of Phillips, died on Wednesday, November 13th at Pine Crest Nursing Home in Merrill. She is survived by her three children, Sandy Wojtek, by Marlene Carnish, and by Jim Davis, all of Phillips. Survived also by her four grandchildren, by eight great-grandchildren, by her sister-in-law, and by other relatives and friends. A private graveside service will be held. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Emily Davis, age 94, of Phillips. William Michael Bill Zett, 71, formerly of Loretta, passed away at Park Manor Nursing Home in Park Falls on November 13th. Bill is survived by his sister-in-law, Barbara Miser, and by nieces, nephews, and cousins. Funeral services this Saturday, November 23rd, at the Calvary Lutheran Church in Draper. Visitation held at 10 a.m. with services at 11 a.m. and will be performed by Pastor Tiffany Chipman. Military honors will directly follow the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for William Michael Bill Zett, 71, formerly of Loretta. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Packers beat the Bears. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Yeah, the Packers beat the Bears for the 11th time in a row, setting a new franchise record. Green Bay's Carl Brooks blocking the Bears' attempt to kick a winning field goal. Final score, Packers 20, Bears 19. Matt LaFleur.
Just like you draw it up, right? First of all, got to give Chicago a ton of credit. We knew this is a National Football League. You got to come with your best every week.
College football, the Badgers fired Phil Longo, their offensive coordinator, after losing to Oregon 16-13. Luke Fickell.
Those guys in that locker room, obviously they fought their butts off. They did everything we asked them to do. They played the way we wanted them to play and we expected them to play. We just right now haven't found a way to be able to finish.
NBA, the Bucks host the Rockets tonight. Doc Rivers fined $25,000 for criticizing the refs after losing to the Hornets Saturday night.
Go back three plays when Giannis dunks. The whole team fouled him. The whole team fouled him. And it's a no call.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather. Sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 52. Rain and wind tonight. And there could be some heavy rain, a half inch or more today through tomorrow. Our low tonight, 40. Tomorrow, windy with rain and a high of 54. Rain will change to snow tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
98 Q Country.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know why. I have to drive so fast. My car has nothing to prove. It's not new, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Can't be late. I leave in plenty of time, shaking hands with the clock. I can't stop. I'm on a roll and I'm ready to rock. Oh, I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and
It's a race and there ain't no room for someone in second place. I rush and rush until there's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die. But I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until there's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die. But I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die. But I'm in a hurry and don't know why.
Where's a guy in a steel toes covered in dirt, just a rock and roll t-shirt, headed to work with a pack of Red Man in his pocket? He's kind of Red Man, but he's rocking. Where's a beat up Telly and a Marshall stack? Little Marshall Tucker in a six pack. Where's the good old boys and the good old days? Straight up getting sideways. We back, we back, we back in the speakers. Back in black, getting blasted in the bleachers. It's probably true what my mama said. I do it just like my daddy did. We back, we back, we back in the saddle. Back on stage making the whole place rattle. Back with the 18 train on the track. Thought we were gone, but you're wrong. Now it's on, we back. Where's the chick wearing blue jeans? A little too tight. Got a grip on koozie if it's what she likes. Getting picked up in a pickup and kicking it with guys like us. We back, we back, we back in the speakers. Back in black, getting blasted in the bleachers. It's probably true what my mama said. I do it just like my daddy did. We back, we back, we back in the saddle. Back on stage, making the whole place rattle. Back with the 18 train on the track. Thought we were gone, but you're wrong. That was on. We back. Comes up and sun goes down. Yeah. Everything good comes back around. We back. We back. We back. We back. We back in the speakers. Back in black, getting blasted in the bleachers. It's probably true what my mama said. Do it just like my daddy did. We back, we back, we back in the saddle. Back on stage, making the whole place rattle. Back with the 18 train on the track. Thought we were gone, but you're wrong. Now it's on. We back. Thought we were gone, but you're wrong. Now it's on. We back.
Jason Aldean,
Luke Combs,
Morgan Wallen,
all day long,
98Q Country.
I should have known by the way you passed me by, there was something in your eyes and it wasn't right.
Now I only have myself to blame for falling for your stupid games. I wish my life could be the way it was before I saw your face. You stole my hat.
Take a shot that you're wide awake at 2:45. Maybe looking through your camera roll, the tequila's starting to take a toll. I was hoping, baby, maybe you'd be as messed up as me. And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home, and you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head. Messed up as me. When you get mad, you stay that way, and you always say you're doing okay. But we both know it's probably a lie, and you fall into pieces on the inside. And you're out tonight like you always are. You're dressed to kill, and your lips are red, and misery still loves company. Are you as messed up as me? And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home, and you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me and you. And we used to paint this town, burn it down. I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at 2:45. As messed up as me and all alone, and all your friends have all gone home, and you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets. As messed up as me, as messed up as me.
Got it, Keith. Keith Urban, 98Q Country. All right, we're gonna break down a little Bear Packer analysis in just a moment here. Looks like some rain showers may move in this afternoon. We'll give you some details on that. Country classic time, Hal Ketchum, 98Q.
There's an Elvis movie on the marquee sign. We've all seen it. Everybody's broke, Bobby's got a buck. Put a dollar's worth of gas in his pickup truck. We're going 90 miles an hour down a dead end road. What's your hurry, son? Where you gonna go? We're gonna holler at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Bobby's getting drunk and looking for a fight. Liquor on his breath, trouble on his mind. Well, Lucy's just a kid along for the ride. Got a six-pack of beer and a bottle of wine. Gotta be bad just to have a good time. They're gonna holler at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Bobby told Lucy the world ain't round. Drops off sharp at the edge of town. Lucy, you know world must be flat, 'cause when people leave town they never come back. They go 90 miles an hour to the city limit sign, put the pedal to the metal before they change their mind. They howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. They howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night.
All right, Hal Ketchum, 98Q Country. It's a Monday, another nice day temperature-wise. Might see some rain move in this afternoon, and tomorrow could be a bit wet, but temperatures will be right in that 53-54 range today, tomorrow, and then winter will begin on Wednesday with temperatures probably not getting out of the 30s for high temps for the foreseeable future starting on Wednesday. And precipitation, well, remember last week they were talking about, oh, we're going to get a big snowstorm Tuesday, Wednesday. And I was looking ahead and I'm just like, well, that's maybe some precipitation, but it's really mild and the ground is really warm too. The first couple inches of snow that hits the ground, I think, is just going to melt right into the abyss. We really don't have a major storm in the forecast for this week. It would be nice to have some snow on the ground for the opener of the traditional 9-day gun deer season on Saturday, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen. Maybe a glazing at best. Championship games are set for high school football this weekend. See if any of your teams are in there. Edgar and Stratford are always there, right? Well, guess what? They're back. They're back again. Edgar will be there in Division 7. That's the smallest of the schools. Edgar's enrollment has dropped. Stratford's enrollment went up. Both of those towns very close to each other. So Edgar and Potosi Cassavell on Thursday for the D7 title. Grantsburg from the farm. You could not get any farther away from Madison, could you? Maybe if you went way up, but Grantsburg, way up there in the northwest corner. They're there. They'll take on Lamira in D6. Stratford will go for the championship in D5 against Wrightstown. Baldwin-Woodville had a chance to see them and their beautiful new field there earlier this year. Did a game for one of our civic stations. So Baldwin-Woodville will take on Racine St. Catharines in Division 4. Division 3, Catholic Memorial will take on Notre Dame. That's Division 3. Division 2 title game has Rice Lake against Slinger. And the D1 game will have Bayport taking on Muskego. And the champion was crowned in 8-man football, so over the weekend. Owen Withy got their first ever state championship in 8-man, 12-0. They beat Lena St. Thomas Aquinas in what is, for 8-man football, a moderately to low-scoring game, 50-36. They like to score points for the most part in 8-man football, although the number on that seems to be coming down as teams and schools figure things out a little bit more. Well, the Badgers fired their offensive coordinator. That was a firing that was probably, what would you say, about 30 years in the making, maybe? for a team like the Badgers or the like Iowa Hawkeyes, for either one of them to fire their offensive coordinator, just like, well, what about the last 30 years where we didn't have... That was a good game, though, on Saturday. Saturday night, was it? Oregon and the Badgers. Badgers had a shot in that game. Oregon, the number one team in the country. And the Badgers almost got them at home, but didn't quite happen. What else here? Did you watch the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight on Friday night? I think I saw a number where over 60 million households watched the Tyson-Paul fight. I want to make sure I got that right. Let's see if I can figure that out. Let's see. So a lot of people watch it. I know 65 million concurrent streams. So there were 65 million streams, which means even more people than that were watching it. And it wasn't Jake Paul, it was Mike Tyson. Everybody wanted to see if a guy who is the exact same age, he's about 2 months older than your morning show guy. I kept looking at him out there in the ring, thinking to myself, what if that was me? I'd be dead. I'd just be, if I was in that ring. Now, it looked like I watched the whole fight. I watched the entire card, actually. Now, our family was not a subscriber to Netflix, but I thought for $6.99 for a month, and you can cancel after the month. And then plus, they have a lot of good documentaries I kind of wanted to watch over the upcoming holiday. So I thought, why not? The card leading up to that, if you watched the woman's fight before that between, who was it? Taylor and Sedano, was that her name? A gal from Puerto Rico, I'm not sure where she was from. That, my friends, was quite a match. It was 8 rounds, 2 minutes a round, and they went at it. The one young lady from Puerto Rico, she had a slash above her eye. Didn't look like she was going to be able to continue. She did. And then this Taylor did not win the match, but she won. See, this is why people are still leery about boxing, because if you watch that women's match before the Tyson-Paul fight, we know who won the match, but that's not whose hand was raised. But there's still this thing in boxing where if you are the defending champion, you better knock that person out, because if you don't, a lot of times they don't like to give decisions to determine titles. That's just the way boxing rolls. But on to the Tyson and Paul fight. It's being ripped a lot in the media. People are just like, oh, they didn't even throw a punch and blah, blah, blah. You know what? It was exactly what I thought it would be. And I really didn't care. It was more about the spectacle, for me anyway. Mike Tyson, he had some health issues like 6 months back. They had to push this fight back because of that. And he lost like half the blood in his body and all kinds of health issues. And to see Mike Tyson out there And he was kind of competitive. I mean, the only thing that Mike Tyson couldn't do was step into a punch. And that's what he did back in his heyday. I mean, he would lean into a punch. And if you were in the way of it, you're probably not going to be in very good shape when it all is said and done. But Mike Tyson just was not able to step into a punch. His quickness was still there with his hands. And he could still block the punches coming at him from Jake Paul, who was 30 years younger than him. So I think a hat's off to Mike Tyson. He got $20 million just for showing up. And Jake Paul got $40 million. You think Netflix did all right? 65 million concurrent streams. And most of us at some point had the match interrupted in the first couple rounds by the fact that there were 65 million concurrent streams. It was not a great night for Netflix in that sense, in that something got bogged down at somewhere. I don't know if they weren't expecting that many streams, but a lot of people were disappointed. I was kind of like, well, that was kind of cool to see Mike Tyson back in the ring. Good for him. And he's doing all right financially. He's got his name behind a CBD or marijuana company or something somewhere. So he's making a few bucks. Well, the cigars are being lit today, and the mimosa or tequila or whatever it is that they drink is being consumed by the Dolphins. The remaining players still left from the 72 Dolphins that went undefeated. Every time the last undefeated team goes down, they always have a little cigar if they can, or a little beverage to celebrate the fact that no one is going to equal what the 72 Dolphins did, and that is go undefeated on the season because the Chiefs got beat by the Bills. Their magic ran out a little bit yesterday, but the Chiefs will still be all right. So the Bills take them down, so no undefeated teams left now in football. Well, the Packer game was very good. I'm going to get gray in here in the 8 o'clock hour because I was watching the Packer game and the Viking game, and I'm still just very confused by the Packer team. I have a theory of the philosophy of the team, but I want to reveal that in front of an avid Packer fan of why the Packers are still able to win when it doesn't seem like they're winning. You walk away from the game as a Packer fan, and you're like, well, we won. And you're 7-3, and you're in a real good spot to be a playoff team. Probably not going to win that division. The Lions are just too good right now. Even the Vikings are a game back, but the Lions are, unless something happens health-wise to the Lions, which it can, snap of a finger, can happen just like that. You can lose a quarterback, you can lose whatever. The Lions are the real deal. They just steamrolled at home yesterday. So we'll talk about, once Gray rolls in here, we'll talk a little Packer Viking, more Packers coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. What else? Oh, I had something over the weekend that really was weighing heavy on my mind concerning breakfast. And I'm going to talk about that in just a little bit here at 7:34. If you want to get out and go for a walk, you might want to do it this morning. I'm not saying it's going to not be nice this afternoon, but we do have rain showers developing this afternoon. And the wind will be southeast at 5 to 10. So it's going to rain at some point today. It looks like the morning hours before noon should be mainly dry. It's really nice out there right now. We're at, what are we at now? 40 or 26. 26, but it feels like 26. That's what they say on my computer. Let's get you updated. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports, so let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Spirit Airlines is trying to reassure its customers and employees that it's business as usual at the low-cost carrier, reservations and flights not affected as the company files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. President Biden authorizing Ukraine to use long-range U.S. missiles to strike inside Russia, something the White House had prohibited until now. White House Principal Deputy National Security Advisor Jonathan Finer
This has been consistent with our approach to the entire conflict. If there are circumstances that evolve and change, we will evolve and change to meet them and to allow the Ukrainians to continue to defend their territory and their sovereignty.
President Biden attending the G20 summit in Brazil, his last as U.S. president. President-elect Donald Trump nominating Brandon Carr as the next FCC commissioner. He is a Republican who has been skeptical of big tech, accusing it of censoring some viewpoints. E. coli outbreak linked to whole and baby carrots sold at places like Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, and Wegmans. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, who's at Northern Wisconsin, needs to know. Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, who's at Northern Wisconsin, needs to know. Saturday at 10:30 a.m. over at the Boulder Junction Public Library, it's Dinosaur Dimensions. They invite you to journey back in time with Kurt Strutz and his thrilling presentation, Dinosaur Dimensions. This captivating show will transport you to the age of the dinosaurs, offering a fascinating glimpse into the lives of these magnificent creatures. Dinosaur Dimensions is an amazing experience where kids get to meet realistic animatronic puppet dinosaurs, from a cute baby triceratops to a life-size raptor, or even a pteranodon and T-Rex. It's a dino experience for all ages. The 45-minute show will allow everyone to see the dinosaur puppets up close and personal. No registration is required for this free event, and all ages are welcome to attend. Children 7 and under must be accompanied by a parent or guardian. For further information, please call the Boulder Junction Public Library at 715-385-2050. Once again, that's Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at 5386 Park Street in Boulder Junction for Dinosaur Dimensions. The Menominee Tribe in Wisconsin has seen a decrease in overdose incidents. Lisa Hale reports.
There's good news out of the Menominee Tribe, who in 2022 declared a state of emergency due to the impacts of drug use and addiction. So far this year, the tribe has seen a nearly 70% decrease in overdose incidents. Ben Warrington, the co-chair of the Menominee Indian Tribe Drug Addiction Intervention Team, said the decrease is a result of providing education and resources to those struggling with addiction and substance abuse. While the decrease is good news, there's more to do. Many clinics and treatment centers have seen an increase in the number of patients seeking assistance for mental health and/or addiction issues. Officials say wanting to change is a very positive development, but some hurdles, such as access to care and treatments, program funding, adequate provider staffing, law limitations, and limited resources within jails and prisons, still remain.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported a 3% decrease in overdose deaths in the U.S. from 2022 to 2023. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Packers beat the Bears. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Yeah, the Packers beat the Bears for the 11th time in a row, setting a new franchise record. Green Bay's Carl Brooks blocking the Bears' attempt to kick a winning field goal. Final score, Packers 20, Bears 19. Matt LaFleur.
Just like you draw it up, right? First of all, got to give Chicago a ton of credit. We knew this is a National Football League. You got to come with your best every week.
College football, the Badgers fired Phil Longo, their offensive coordinator, after losing to Oregon 16-13. Luke Fickell.
Those guys in that locker room, obviously, they fought their butts off. They did everything we asked them to do. They played the way we wanted them to play and we expected them to play. We just right now haven't found a way to be able to finish.
NBA, the Bucks host the Rockets tonight. Doc Rivers fined $25,000 for criticizing the rest after losing to the Hornets Saturday night.
Go back three plays when Giannis dunks. The whole team fouled them. The whole team fouled them. And it's a no call.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This Thanksgiving, gather at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, where tradition meets taste. Join Terry for homemade delights from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanksgiving Day. Enjoy a savory selection of honey and brown sugar glazed ham, tender beef tips, pork roast over wild rice with cranberries and pecans, traditional turkey with all the trimmings, mashed potatoes, green beans in a cream sauce, and more. Just $24 per adult, $12 for kids 6 to 12, and $6 for kids under 5. Make it a Thanksgiving filled with warmth and flavor at Northwood Supper Club.
The holidays are here at the Home Depot. If you're working on getting ready for company,
a lot of company,
make sure you're ready with Black Friday savings. Get up to 40% off select appliances, plus up to an extra $1,000 off select kitchen appliances. Upgrade your kitchen with top brands like GE Profile and get sleek cutting-edge appliances to make sure you've
got hosting handled.
Yeah, you do. Get Black Friday savings now with free delivery and financing on select appliances this holiday at the Home Depot. Offer valid November 6th through December 4th. U.S. only. See store online for details.
We visited Alexandria, Minnesota a few summers ago. Great time. Lakes, fishing, all that. But this year, for the holidays, we wanted a winter vacation that was just as memorable, just as family-friendly, but with lights and snow, and this time, with our grandkids in tow. This holiday, it's Alexandria again. We're coming back to make new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 52. Rain and wind tonight. And there could be some heavy rain, a half inch or more today through tomorrow. Our low tonight, 40. Tomorrow, windy with rain and a high of 54. Rain will change to snow tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
98Q Country.
You know there's a light that glows by the front door. Don't forget the keys under the mat. Childhood stars shine, always stay humble and kind. Go to church cause your mama says to. Visit grandpa every chance that you can. It won't be wasted time, always stay humble and kind. Why bitterness keeps you from flying. Always stay humble and kind. Know the difference between sleeping with someone and sleeping with someone you love. I love you ain't no pickup line, so always stay humble and kind.
Come to you when the work you put in is real.
It's hot, eat a root beer popsicle. Shut off the AC and roll the windows down. Let that summer sunshine always stay humble and kind. Don't take for granted the love this life gives you. When you get where you're going, don't forget, turn back around. Help the next one in line. Always stay humble and kind.
All right, Tim McGraw there. I guess not too difficult if you're a Bear fan. So it's thank you very much. 11 in a row, and that hurt yesterday because the Bears. That was about an even a draw as a game as you can get, right? It's about an even as a draw. I think one thing is very clear. Caleb Williams is going to be really good. The question is, I mean, he relies on his legs a lot. He relies on his legs, and usually quarterbacks who run, after 3-4 years in the league, they don't run anymore. They just, you got to throw at some point because the linebackers are like 290 pounds, and the linemen are like really, really big. So they land on you, and then you're like, well, I'm not going to run anymore. But Caleb Williams, I think it looks like he's got a good arm, and he'll be fine. He'll be fine. And the Bears, it should be, I mean, it all depends on who's around you. You see it in football, in history of the football game a lot, in that quarterbacks will have great careers. And the one year that they win the Super Bowl or they get close to the Super Bowl is the year that they don't do it. They don't. I mean, Peyton Manning had a great career. Don't get me wrong. He had a great career. And when he led the Colts to the Super Bowl, it was wonderful. But then when he went to, where did he go to? Was it Denver or wherever the second team he went to? He had a year where he had 7 touchdowns and 19 interceptions, and they won the Super Bowl. So it's not so much, you got to have something around you. You can't just win it all by yourself. But Caleb Williams, he'll get a couple of those years. Well, he'll have a team around him. He'll be just fine. The dilemma I have this morning, we'll talk more Packers. I think Gray will be in, and I want to pick his brain a little bit about Packer football. The dilemma I have this morning is because I'm kind of tired, and I told my wife this in so many terms over the weekend. I said I'm tired of cookies being shamed as a breakfast cereal. I'm tired of it because, okay, let's be honest. If you have a cup of coffee in the morning and you have a big Danish or a donut with it, everybody's like, oh, look at you, nice coffee and donut, and oh, look at nice, very nice. But if you have that same cup of coffee and next to it is a big chocolate chip cookie, people are like, you're having a cookie for breakfast? What do you? That's exactly what my wife says to me. When we don't have something in the morning, it might be 9, 10, like yesterday morning, it was like 9, 10 o'clock. I had a cup of coffee. Wasn't really much in the way of pastries, so I had a couple of cookies. And she's like, really? She literally like gave the eye to the wristwatch kind of thing. Really? You know, really? What time is it? I'm like, and I just looked it up. Cookies are better for you than donuts. So it's time, folks. It's time for us to stop shaming cookies as a breakfast cereal. There's actually, what is that breakfast cereal in the box? Cookie Crisp? Is that what it's called? Oh, I mean, that's health food is what that is. That's just... They're finding all kinds of bad stuff in the carrots and the onions. You can't even eat that stuff anymore. I know there's a carrot recall announced over the weekend. At Trader Joe's and Walmart, they've been recalled. When's the last time a dozen chocolate chip cookies were ever recalled? There's enough preservatives in those for those to last through a major atomic event. So cookies, unite cookie people. Unite cookie for breakfast. That's right. Put down those donuts. The problem with the donuts, of course, you know what it is. And I read a little story about it. They're fine until you deep fry them, but you got to deep fry a donut because then it's just a lump of dough. Don't get me wrong. If I wake up in the morning and I'm having a cup of coffee, if there's a good cake donut there, that's my number one choice. Because I'm all about junk food. That's right.
The junk food. Want a great taste at Lena's Northern Pines Resort in Butternut Lake? Big G here, and this is the perfect spot after a day in the woods. Starting Tuesday, enjoy chicken and pork dumplings. Wednesday, pasta night. And Thursday brings German fare. Don't miss Friday's seafood buffet. Weekends feature all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet at 7 a.m. Prime rib Saturday and smoked ribs and pork bellies on Sunday. Book your winter cabin getaways at lenasnorthernpines.net and visit them in Butternut or at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Hunters, pride starts here at Wildwoods Taxidermy Studio. Owner Travis's expert team craft lifelike mounts for your prized harvest. From fish to big game to even exotic species, they bring your dreams to life with unmatched skill. Located on Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin.
Refresh your space during Dutch Boy Days at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. With Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. View our entire selection of Dutch Boy paint on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludicrous.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
A new era of chicken is here to stay, and it's not your parents' poultry. The Cantina Chicken menu from Taco Bell is slow-roasted and perfectly seasoned. Take it tacoed up in a crispy white corn tortilla with cheese inside and out, or wrapped in a burrito with fresh purple cabbage and freshly prepared pico de gallo. However you like it, you'll never chicken the same way again. Get yours today at your nearest Taco Bell and join rewards to earn free food. Available at participating stores. Rewards points are earned on qualifying purchases. All items while supplies last. Subject to terms.
98Q Country.
Pour me a drink.
Somebody pour me a drink, somebody bum me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody bum me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name.
Country.
In your darkest hour,
lies, 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 look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
I'm gonna love you, I'm gonna love you.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
All down at Margie's bar, telling stories if we had one. Someone fired the old jukebox up, the song it sure was a sad one. Teardrop rolled down Bubba's nose from the pain the song was inflicting. And all at once he jumped to his feet, just like somebody kicked him. Bubba shot the jukebox last night, said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Now, Bubba ain't never been accused of being mentally stable, so we did not draw an easy breath till he laid that Colt on the table. He hung his head till the cops showed up. They dragged him right out of Margie's. They told him, don't you play dumb with us, son. You know damn well what the charge is. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox last night. Sheriff arrived with his bathrobe on. The confrontation was a tense one. He shook his head and said, Bubba, boy, you was always a dense one. A reckless discharge of a gun, that's what the officers are claiming. Bubba hollered out, reckless hell, I hit just where I was aiming. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox, stopped with one shot. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. But he could not tell right from wrong through the teardrops in his eyes. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, it was a justifiable homicide. Bubba shot the jukebox, stopped with a one.